After 80 years, Batman's trusted sidekick finally had his coming out moment. In the latest comic, Robin, whose real name is Tim Drake, accepts a male friend's offer to go on a date. Many fans of the character have been looking forward to this.
Tim struggled with identity. He knows who he is when it comes to vigilantism, but this was a space where it felt the most correct. This was the next moment for him.
That's Megan Fitzmartin. She's the writer for this series of DC Comics.
The significance, I think, has been others seeing themselves in the character and feeling seen and cared for in a way that speaks to something that they've seen for a long time.
Robin made his first appearance back in 1940, and he's not the first comic book superhero to come out as queer, but he is by far the most high-profile one.
People like North Star, Batwoman, Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, Iceman, Apollo, Midnighter, but you notice something about all those names. They're not necessarily household names.
That's Glenn Weldon, host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour.
He has always been a Robin who thinks too much, so it makes sense that his coming out process is also marked by a kind of deeply introspective self-analysis that finds him trying to reconcile his heart and his head.
So how are fans responding? Belen Ortega is the comic's illustrator, and she told us that social media feedback she's gotten has been very positive.
Mostly it's people feeling like they were in the same situation that Tim Drake was, feeling very lost in their lives. So this was like a reflection for themselves.
Robin's journey will continue in the next issue, which comes out in December.